您将要听到的是澳洲广播电台每周播出一课的旅游业英语教程。您可以在我们的网站 radioaustralia.net.au/MAND 的英语讲座网页中下载先前各课的录音以及其他的文字教材。旅游业英语
English for Tourism
第十五课，讨论旅游内容。
Lesson 15, Discussing a Tour。
各位听众朋友好，欢迎您收听旅游业英语，我是澳大利亚澳洲广播电台中文部的节目主持人马建元。这套共26讲的教材有助于您更好地与说英语的客人沟通交流。在这一讲中，利奥与杰克和蒙娜讨论了他们的旅游内容。通过他们之间的对话，您可以学习到如何用英语询问客人的喜好，如何用将来时态表示未来要发生的事情，以及如何做出自己的建议。现在先让我们一起来听这段对话的第一部分。利奥、蒙娜和杰克正在酒店的大堂里阅读有关旅游景点的小册子。
Now, what did you have in mind? A four-day tour?
Yes.
The zoo looks good. I love animals.
But we can go to the zoo anywhere, Mona. Leo, what's something we can only see in this city?
Well, you are in luck. The Lantern Festival Parade is on tomorrow. It's very colourful.
Is it near the harbour? I'd love to see the harbour.
We have harbours in Australia, Mona.
Let's listen again to this conversation.我会在每句话的后面做中文翻译。
Now, what did you have in mind? A four-day tour?
您想参加什么样的旅游线路？是一日游吗？
Yes.
是的。
The zoo looks good. I love animals.
动物园这个景点看起来不错，我喜欢动物。
But we can go to the zoo anywhere, Mona. Leo, what's something we can only see in this city?
可是蒙娜，动物园哪里都有啊。利奥，这个城市值得一看的独特的东西是什么？
Well, you are in luck. The Lantern Festival Parade is on tomorrow.
对了，你们真的很幸运。元宵节灯会就在明天举行。
It's very colorful.
那是一个五彩缤纷的活动。
Is it near the harbor? I'd love to see the harbor.
它是在海港附近举行的吗？我想看看海港。
We have harbors in Australia, Mona.
澳洲也有很多海港可以看呢，蒙娜。您注意到在这段对话中，利奥是如何询问客人对哪一条旅游线路感兴趣的吗？
Now, what did you have in mind?
您想参加什么样的旅游线路？ What did you have in mind? 利奥在这里使用了英语中的过去式。当然，如果为了使句子更加生动，利奥也可以用一般现在式，他可以说What do you have in mind? 另外，我们还可以用另外一句英语表达同样的意思，那就是 What sort of tour were you after? 在英语中 ,to be after something, 这个短语表示您想要做什么事的意思。现在，让我们一起来练习这两个短语。
What did you have in mind? What did you have in mind? What sort of tour were you after? What sort of tour were you after?
The
Lantern Festival Parade is on tomorrow.
元宵节灯会就在明天举行。您注意到了吗？虽然元宵节灯会在明天举行，但是利奥却使用了一般现在式。这种用法在英语中很普遍，但要注意的是，您一定要在句子中包括一个表示未来时间的明确词汇。另外，在这个句子中还有一个介词 on， 它必须用在一个时间名词的前面。请跟着老师重复这个句子。
The festival is on tomorrow. The parade is on next Wednesday. The tour is on at 9.
让我们再听一遍这部分对话，请重复利奥的句子。
Now, what did you have in mind?A full-day tour?
Yes.
The zoo looks good. I love animals.
But we can go to the zoo anywhere, Mona. Leo, what's something we can only see in this city?
Well, you are in luck. The Lantern Festival Parade is on tomorrow. It's very colourful.
Is it near the harbour? I'd love to see the harbour.
We have harbours in Australia, Mona.
Listen 15.
Discussing a tour.
请注意听下面这部分对话中出现的生词和新的短语。
Perhaps this will interest you. It's a dolphin watch harbor cruise.
How much will that set us back, Leo?
As you can see, the price is very reasonable.
Oh, this looks good.
It's going to be fine and sunny tomorrow. Perfect for a cruise.
I think I'd like to see the parade.
You can do both. The cruise takes 4 hours, and the parade doesn't start until after sunset.
Sounds good to me.
Perhaps this will interest you. It's a dolphin watch harbor cruise.
也许您会对这个活动感兴趣，那就是乘船观看海豚。
How much will that set us back, Leo?
这个活动收费多少呢，利奥？
As you can see, the price is very reasonable.
您也看到了，这个活动的收费是非常合理的。
Oh, this looks good.
这个活动看起来不错呀。
It's going to be fine and sunny tomorrow.Perfect for a cruise.
明天的天气晴朗，非常适合乘船游览。
I think I'd like to see the parade.
我还是想去看元宵灯会。
You can do both. The cruise takes 4 hours, and the parade doesn't start until after sunset.
可以两者兼顾，乘船观看海豚活动只要4个小时。而元宵节灯会要到太阳落山之后才会开始。
Sounds good to me.
我想这是个好主意啊。请注意听利奥是如何向客人提出建议的。
Perhaps this will interest you.
也许您会对这个活动感兴趣。 在以前的课文中，我们学习了向客人提出建议时会用到的一个短语，那就是 May I suggest? 而利奥刚才所说的 Perhaps this will interest you, 则是提出建议时的另外一种客气的说法。请注意听录音并跟着重复。
Perhaps this will interest you. Perhaps this will interest you.
现在让我们来听听利奥和杰克是如何讨论价格的吧。
How much will that set us back, Leo?
这个活动收费多少钱呢，利奥？
As you can see, the price is very reasonable.
您也看到了，这个活动的收费是非常合理的。在询问收费情况时，杰克用了一句在澳洲非常流行的说法，那就是 How much would that set us back? 而利奥在形容收费标准时，则使用了 reasonable 这个词，表示这样的收费标准既不低廉也不过高，而是属于合理的范畴之内。请听对话并跟着重复。
Reasonable. Reasonable. The price is very reasonable. The price is very reasonable. As you can see, as you can see, as you can see, the price is very reasonable.As you can see, the price is very reasonable.
为了向客人进一步推销乘船观看海豚的活动，利奥还引用了第二天的天气预报。不言而喻，如果您在与客人讨论未来的旅游行程时，能够附带提供相关的天气预报，其效果就是有可能会对客人选择哪一个行程产生影响。值得注意的是，利奥在这样做的时候使用了两个很有效的形容词 colorful 五彩缤纷和 perfect 绝好的非常适合的。接下来就让我们一起来做一些练习，请您先听中文翻译，然后请重复英文句子。晴朗天气
Fine and sunny
天气将会晴朗
It's going to be fine and sunny
温暖晴天
Warm and sunny
天气将会是温暖加晴天
It's going to be warm and sunny
非常适合于
Perfect
非常适合于乘船游览
It's perfect for a cruise
非常适合野餐
It's perfect for a picnic
五彩缤纷
Colorful
它非常的五彩缤纷
It's very colorful
让我们再一起来听一遍这段对话的第二部分，请在利奥的句子之后跟着重复。
Perhaps this will interest you. It's a dolphin watch harbor cruise.
How much will that set us back, Leo?
As you can see, the price is very reasonable.
Oh, this looks good.
It's going to be fine and sunny tomorrow. Perfect for a cruise.
I think I'd like to see the parade.
You can do both. The cruise takes 4 hours. And the parade doesn't start until after sunset.
Sounds good to me.
J 结束这一讲之前，请您跟着老师一起练习以下的英语句型。
What did you have? What did you have? What did you have in mind? The tour is on, the tour is on, the tour is on at nine. What did you have? What did you have? What did you have in mind? The tour is on, the tour is on, the tour is on at nine.
旅游业英语是由澳大利亚规模最大的教授专业英语的多元文化成人教育中心编写。各位听众朋友，旅游业英语教程的第15讲到这里就结束了。在第16讲中，我们还会继续学习讨论旅游内容。如果您有时间的话，欢迎您浏览澳洲广播电台的国际互联网网页。我们的网址是 abc.net.au/ra。澳大利亚维多利亚州多元文化成人教育中心的网址是ames.net.au。各位听众朋友，我们下次节目时间再会。